Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Menzies Tea Party. I hope you all are ready to. I hope as you are listening to this, you are sipping on some tea and, you know, taking it all in and having a party with us, because we're about to have a blast, because I'm with original party girl, Jessie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine as well, baby. This is the original party girl. I don't know how much she likes tea, but I know she likes to party. So
original party girl. Oh, I do like tea, so.
Okay, so yeah. Guys, the combination is complete. I come to say I'm not the original party girl.
Please, so.
That's the brand I'm giving you. Huh? This year, I'm talking about branding. I'm branding you as original party girl. You want to go?
Hey, please, I don't...
I'm saying, okay, original party girl for the podcast. Every time you come, it's going to be a party.
Okay, yeah, I love that.
Okay, so please, she's not party girl to the world. She's just party girl to the podcast because she brings the fun, period.
Yes, period.
Okay, guys, so today, I don't know if it's right for me to say it's in tangents with branding, but we are going to talk about something that is, like, really interesting. I don't know how many people... Yeah, I don't know how many people avert their minds to this, but we're going to be talking about, like, alter egos. So, Jess, why do you think it's in tangents with branding?
Because I think that an alter ego is another brand of you, and it kind of breaks between who your true self, in quotes, is and who you kind of want to be, in a way. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're really in line, because, like, you're going, like, towards where I want this conversation to go. But before we even delve into all that, the first question I want to say is, what is it? I want to ask is, what is it to say someone has an ego? Because you keep hearing that men have, like, big egos, their ego is thick and stuff. Does that mean to say women don't have egos? And what actually is an ego?
Hey, okay. Okay, let me tell you. What I'm not going to give you an actual definition. In fact, I'm googling it as we speak, but I'm going to tell you what people think.
I'm actually also looking in my dictionary.
Okay, good. Okay, so as an ego, we just mean, like, it is pride, but, like, it's almost, people almost always mean it negatively.
Yeah.
So, like, this innate pride in you that makes you feel, like, superior. Basically, that is what everybody thinks.
Now, actually, because, yeah. do you know, actually, I think that's how I think. Because every time I say men are egoistic, I do my face somewhere, and I don't even mean it in a good way. I just mean, like, they are pompous and they are prideful and they want everybody to sort of succumb to them. Every time I say that, that's what is in my head.
Yeah. And the truth is, ego is actually negative, but we almost always mean it negatively.
Okay. But we are not far from wrong, because I'm seeing in the dictionary is pride, self-admiration, self-conceit, self-esteem.
And,
and
I think when we mean it with men, a lot of times, we mean the negative side of it. So it can be like pride. Pride can be a good thing, but...
And it can be,
it can be a bad thing. And a lot of people... like veer towards, like, the bad side a lot of times.
Yeah, actually, because I mean, when we say someone is being egoistic, we don't mean it in the best of ways, actually.
Right.
Okay, so that's ego. What does it mean to say that, like, you want to alter yourself? Like, no, not alter. What does alter in the
alter is like to change. Yeah, to change something. Yeah.
So is it fair to say that an alter ego is like another side? I'm thinking about it right now, so it's like, I'm not even taking it literally.
Yeah, because if you think of it literally, it's like, does it even make sense? You have to think about it. I think it could make sense depending on what word you go.
Yeah, actually. Okay. So, guys, basically, and all that ego is...
Sorry to cut you, but, like, one of the synonyms I'm seeing for ego is self-image. So, in that case, an alter self-image.
Yeah. And then that's consequently brings us back to branding.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Actually. actually. So you were right from the beginning. So guys, as you've heard, alter ego is an alternate self of you, a different self of you. So then it begs the question, can you be one person with different personalities?
Okay, so there's an extent to it because there's actually multiple personalities disorder.
Yes. You know why I told you that you're at a party? Because why? I've actually sort of done in my head where we'll go to with all this. And actually, I was going to say that, is it that if you are still in touch with your alter ego, you are sort of, you have a mental disorder? Because that is what is...
Right. No, I think that one has to do with mental. I think for your alter ego to come out, it's intentional to an extent. But I think the multiple personality is probably unintentional. I haven't like looked into the disorder too much. I have to ask Anita because she's the psychology girl.
Yeah.
So I think that one is more unintentional. So with mental, it's like there's like blur lines.
Yeah, because when I watched a movie and the guy had multiple mental personality disorder, and you know it was so funny. 1 minute he feels like he's a calm person, and the next minute he's like all over the place. So
I think they can't control that one.
Yeah, they can't control that one. Okay. Because I was like, hey, as I was trying to do research and stuff so that I don't come and lie to people on here, I'm like, this thing is sounding like a multiple personality disorder. Does that mean that if I decide to ever explore my alter ego, I'll start to seem like a mad person?
I think that if some people might get into it too much, where it's like
it will get them,
like the lines you can switch too easily, and then it becomes like
exactly. So you see the comedians, think about it, it's like you have multiple personalities. Because
yeah, but then they control that one.
Okay. But
they'll bring it out, because I was listening to this comedian. She's a Nigerian comedian. I didn't pronounce the name very well. But when I was listening to her on the podcast, I was like, girl, who are you? Personality that she uses for her, like comedy, is like almost who she is as a person. And so she controls what... in front of a stage or when I have to perform,
but you
like, no, not really, but maybe every now and then, you know, it'll come out. But
yeah, because what I was going to say is that, you know, some of the comedians, even so, it's like they're always joking, because even in real life they'll be themselves, then they'll just switch to the comedian side. Yeah, even with their friends,
you can't take them seriously, honestly. Yes,
exactly. So I'm like, are these people actually sick and they are making money out of it?
What's the thing?
Because honestly, some of them, I feel like they cannot even control it, but it's sort of controlled, but they cannot control it, that at a point their stage performance persona would come out. It's like, as a, it's like some of them, there's this Ghanaian comedian whose name I cannot remember right now, but I watched an interview where he was in it, and it was like they asked him that, how does he control all these personalities? And it was like, oh, he knows each of them. So as well, and he says he's a very shy person, right? But on the show he wasn't shy at all. Like in the beginning he was shy, and at the point he wasn't shy at all. So down the presenter or the host is like, are you sure you've not changed your personality just so you can be more comfortable on the show? And he claims he hasn't, but you said you were shy and he wasn't acting shy. I'm trying to remember his
maybe
name, but...
I guess I feel like the point where like you can mentally really trying, but your mind kind of knows the situation you're in. I'm thinking of it in the terms, in the sense of like, so like if I'm talking to someone who's American, I'll give you an American accent. If I'm talking to Ghanaian, I'll give you a Ghanaian accent. So it's like, but when someone tells me to do one or that, because I think mentally my mind just knows now, so it can switch it sometimes. Every now and then it just mixes up. Whatever comes, but stuff like that. So maybe it gets to a point where you do it repeatedly that you switch it to the one for like the situation you're in. I don't know. It's like some mental brain thing.
Yeah, honestly, our brains are actually very powerful. I feel like I've been thinking about something. I've been forgetting right now. I've been thinking that how do you find your alter ego in the first place? Well, I chose you for this because I feel you do. There was one time we did a photo shoot and I'm like, hey, bad bitch. Okay. Before you tell me what you think your alter ego, let me see if I've been able to detect your alter ego. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I feel like you have two personalities. Mm-hmm. One is very calm, introverted, likes to keep to themselves and, you know, be in their own space and whatever. And then there's this other side of you that is actually very talkative and would can not necessarily, you know, be all over the place, because I still see that there's that calmness though, but like you can actually become very talkative and party like there's no tomorrow. But then there's also this side of you that is like, then I, as soon as I get confused, as I can see stuff from you and I'm like, is this Jessie? So as a point, I just decided to tell myself that, okay, when you are in a certain space, you're in that space where you want to have fun and, you know, chill and blah blah, then there's a time where you just want to be by yourself and all that. Am I right?
I think you're very, 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 very close. Think what I would like to describe it as is my normal self is just grounded. I think that's the word I'll use. Just grounded, like balanced, sensible, normal. Then my alter ego is like free spirited.
Mm-hmm.
So she, you know, she will try new things. She will explore. She will have the time of her life. And because my normal self thinks with my brain mostly, when a lot of people think with their heart. So my thinks follows her heart.
Okay. Okay, I think this simplifies it for me, and I think everyone else.
Yeah, I've been trying. My alter ego is called Catherine, by the way.
It's called what?
Catherine.
Catherine. Every time I see you in that space, I'll call you Catherine.
Actually, that's how the madness starts. And someone asks what my name is, I say Catherine, and so eventually I was like, that's my alter ego.
I'm telling you, that's how the madness starts. Okay, so I, on the other hand, I know who I am. Like, I know who what my person. I feel like I'm, my normal personality already can be very confusing because I can be very, like, loud and whatever. And then I can be very... But in the midst of all that loudness and all that babbliness and everything, I'm still very grounded. I'm very guided. Let me put it that way. Like, I'm so conscious. I'm watching what I'm saying. I'm watching where
your
I'm going.
My normal self.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm saying, what I'm doing around people. I'm sort of caring what people are thinking as well. Mm-hmm. So I just don't. And it's like my normal self sort of always projecting into the future. And so I'm like, if I do this thing now, how does it affect my future? Then that's what keeps me. Yeah, that's the guided part. So that's my normal self. And I think from last year, I started to sort of explore other parts of me because I feel like I know certain parts of me so well. I'm like, what if there's like another part of me that is so different and I never knew about this? What if I like clubbing and stuff like that? But well, I don't like that. So I
Are you
don't.
Sure?
I'm sure.
You didn't let me
I've tried it.
Come out with me so I'll see. I could have probably explore it.
You mean Catherine could have helped me?
Right now, Catherine would have helped you. You know, I haven't seen Catherine in a while, but I feel like she's merged into me a little. So it's like, I'm not going to extremes, but I'm not going to Catherine extremes, but.
Were you tapping into Catherine or she came out fully at the point?
I was not trying to bring Catherine out, to be honest. because I don't know. I don't know if Catherine would thrive in Ghana. Let me see. Jessie doesn't know if Catherine would thrive in Ghana because Jessie is scared for Catherine to come out. So I wasn't tapping into Catherine. Now, as I was saying, like I have adopted a little bit of like the being free spirit and everything. So you know, I will still be have fun and everything, but not go to the extremes that
yeah.
Catherine will go to. I hope people are not even listening to this and thinking, ah, this girl, you sound crazy saying Catherine and everything, but you know.
No, yeah, honestly, you know honestly, I mean. You've actually inspired me that if I was going to get like an alter ego, I need to name it. I feel like it helps with the control thing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it sort of helps you tell it has sort of make a clear distinction between what is actually you and what your alteration is.
I think it does.
Yeah, so I think it's actually sane to
name it. Some people at my work knew about Catherine because Catherine first came out when I went to Canada.
Wow.
And so I was like, they'll be like, oh, is Catherine coming out this weekend? I'm like, no, Catherine traveled, please. Don't talk about Catherine.
Do you know, I just want to understand how she came out. Is it like you just purposely told yourself, you know what, I'm going to be like this, or it just sort of happened?
It just happened. It's just like, I basically just switched off. Should I say switch off? Switch off my brain.
And yeah, I've been trying to do that.
Followed my heart. It's hard as hell. But because I was in, it was easier because I was in a different, like,
space,
city, or even country. I was in a different country. And basically, you honestly, when I first came to America, I always used to say, nobody knows me, so I can do anything. But obviously, my brain is like, no. But just going out of town, and it was like a Caribbean festival, and I was just tapping into my inner Caribbean side. And there, a lot of them are so free spirited. And I think that, so I was just like, you know, I'm in a different country. Let me just, you know, have a good time. It's just us girls, you know, living our best life. So
is it possible
it just eventually
that...
came out. And then I always feel so already, I think, I don't know at what point I started calling, like telling people my name is Catherine. But then I was like, okay, my alter ego is Catherine.
Yeah. So is it possible that my alter ego is probably not showing up because I'm still in a very familiar environment and I'm used to being Mensma in this environment and I don't want Mensma to go nowhere. People will go like, who is this new person?
Yeah, 100%. I think so. Like, you are in, it's like in a box, kind of. And so your alter ego probably cannot show their self in that box.
Yeah, so I need to get out of it. Because, legit, I've actually been trying to sort of switch my brain off like you did. So, I try to do it in bits because I know that I cannot go full blast and in front of people I barely know and all that. So, let's say I know Jesse and I'm very comfortable and then I'll usually not do this. But because it's Jesse and I feel like trust is also a big thing for me. Like, to show my other ego, I feel like I need to trust them around.
Yeah.
To even explore it in the first place, because I don't even know what it is.
No, so, you definitely need to. And also, like, stepping out, like, specifically about going to a different country or whatever, like, what you're saying with being comfortable, like, with someone might make your free self.
Exactly.
Like, come out or like you're, you know, and it doesn't mean that the other self is not good or whatever, but you know, sometimes you just have to live a little.
Actually, because if I ever try to bring my alter ego in front of you, the moment you question it, I start to think,
and it's right.
So this is it, because I've actually been thinking that I feel like it's not living if you don't know every part of you. You should know the extremely good part of you and the extremely bad part, and the extremely bad part of you,
yeah.
So that way, you know what you're capable of, and when you're not
exactly
capable.
I'm literally about to say the same thing. You need to know what you're capable of, basically.
Yeah, it's really
that's
important.
Like the underlying thing,
it's like we take it for granted, but it's really important. You know, I found this story very recently, right? When I was in junior high school, I had a friend who had a neighbor, and this neighbor had a big a little brother, right? And she was cool with the big brother, so she used to go around their house a lot and all that. And the little brother was extremely reserved, extremely reserved. He wouldn't talk to anyone, nothing. And you know how we all used to fight about over remotes with our siblings? So that used to happen in their house, and it wasn't the usual fight. So DS is just like, so the little one who is very reserved is already watching telly, watching something. Then the big one just comes, doesn't acknowledge him or anything, and then just changes the station. And then the little one doesn't talk. He either keeps quiet and watches what the big one wants to watch, or he walks away. Ooh. So one day, he comes, it's a true story, I'm actually telling you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He comes into the hall, the big brother comes into the hall and changes the station. Then the little one, something funny happened. The little one also takes the remote and changes it back. Then the big brother changes it again. So that happens like 3 times. And the little brother just walks away. So to the big brother, he had just gone as usual. He always leave. Guess what happened? He went to take a knife from the kitchen and came to stab his brother and continued watching what he was watching.
Oh, no.
Not caring about what was happening to the brother. And according to my friend, the house is like, they had like 2 extreme ends. So the parents were at one end and then they were also at one end. So by the time the mom came and shouted and everything, I mean, the guy was fine in the end because he didn't really, like, wasn't that deep or anything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when I was planning to do this episode, that came to me. I was actually talking to someone recently, and when I was doing this episode, it sort of came to me again. I'm like, and actually, I'm sure he didn't even know he was capable of that.
Right. No, that one is, it goes way past alter ego, I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
honestly, this person had a psychological problem.
Yeah.
But I also felt like he wasn't exploring other parts of him.
So he just you need that part to even be able to even have the control factor to be fair.
Honestly, do you know how I saw it? I saw it like he just saw it as he's someone who could tolerate everything and he would just not talk about it.
No.
But then one time he overflared up and couldn't even be bothered. And so in my mind, I'm like, why did anyone even wonder why this boy was extremely quiet? Like, I know Jack, quiet kids and everything, but sometimes I feel like there's a point where you need to be concerned about why your kid is a certain way. Because I was, like, for white people, with the smallest thing, they'll actually see, like, a specialist for children or something to actually make them know that this is okay or it's not. But
I was going to say, in Ghana, if you are being quiet, I think your parents would say, oh, that's a good child. That's it. Not really, like, you're unproblematic, but not exploring any other possibilities of, like, everything okay. Because, actually, I have a nephew, and I was just telling my sisters that sometimes he just is just still. And I'm like, I'm shaking him, like, are you okay? Is everything okay?
I've met that,
like,
nephew.
Oh, it's just as that. And I'm like, no. It's like, I'm like, I need to figure out if he's okay, because, you know, you just look at these things and just think, oh, it's one of those things. But
yeah, is it a nephew I met?
Huh?
Is it a nephew?
Yes.
Yeah, that was scary.
I was telling you too.
Jess is like, I'm shaking him. He's not saying anything, no, man. Mommy, I'm scared.
I was like, no, this doesn't feel normal to me. I'm telling you.
It's not. Honestly, Jess, I don't think it's normal.
I'll have to keep monitoring him and telling his parents because he
has
to just check on it.
It's important. You see, that's the thing with Ghanaians. So we take lots of things for granted, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if by God's grace you've been able to reach a certain age, you'll be exploring other parts of you. Also, if you're like the opposite of maybe Jesse and I, who we feel we are guided and whatever, you feel like you're the more like free-spirited side, you should also try and sometimes be still.
Explore the grounded part,
Yeah, be still. Try and think and say that, oh, no, see, I'm not
trying to think.
Yeah. Because I say I'm trying to shut my brain off, that means I'm always thinking. My mind is always working 100%. For some people, they hardly think with their... It's just their heart, 24/7.
Yeah.
So sometimes, forget about the heart and use your head too. You might actually like it.
It's true, though. It's true. It's all about finding the balance. And I think that's what I have kind of tried to do with finding my alter ego and, like, the other side of me. And I don't think I've explored my alter ego to the maximum extent, because at the end of the day, my true self, which I think this is me, is like still like calm down. So, you know, there's more to explore, but I think what I want to ultimately do is find a balance, like that
absolutely
middle ground.
I was literally about to say it, like when I was talking about like the people who are more out, like free spirits and everything, I was trying to say that we need a balance, because there's in time we actually need to let go and have fun and sort of live a little. Then there's a point where you actually need to not do that and actually think about things and get it straight, get it right.
Yeah.
So you that know what? Is really important.
The crazy part is, I don't think this was my first alter ego. And it's so weird because growing up, I always used to tell my family that, like, just, I used to do it jokingly. But at the same time, I just felt like there were different sides to me. But I always used to my family that, me, I'm three different people. So, like, I'm mentioning all my names here, but it's fine. Jesse is one person. Anoko is one person. And Asiye is one person.
I think
and they're all three different people. So I always used to say, and then when I'm doing something, they're like, so who's out right now? And I'll be like, okay, Jesse, this is Jesse. And I'll be like, then I'll be doing something else, this is Asiye, and stuff like that. So, like, from childhood, I think I was trying to explore, like, different sides of myself. But then, you know, I decided to go extreme, a little more extreme, like, eventually when I got older. But it's something that I had been doing for a while without actually thinking about what I was doing.
Okay. So, with me, you know, there are some times where I can be really quiet. I don't feel like talking. Right before this podcast, I was in that mood. I was just quiet. Like, I had to go to class and everything. I didn't even go. I just literally wanted to be by myself and not be with anyone else.
I get that a lot.
And I'm like, and before like last year, I just used to tell people that when people say, hey, you're a good orator, you are very talkative and stuff, I always tell them that, oh, there's a quiet side to me too. And then I always used to see, like, maybe that's just a defense. I know it's true, there's a quiet side, but I feel like whenever someone said I was talkative, I was saying that I had a quiet side to defend myself. First of all, right now, I'm like, why do you need to defend yourself? If you are quiet, own it, period. But, like, in recent times, I'm like, could this also be, like, another version of me where I actually want to be by myself and be peaceful? Because there are lots of times where I don't want to be by myself. I want people around me so I can talk and laugh. And so I used to miss senior high school a lot, because senior high school, I had you guys there. So, you know, be in the room. If you're not sleepy, we'll all chat, eat together, all that. But then I realized, I know that sometimes that, like, I'm perfectly okay being alone. I can actually be with you, Jesse, and I'll not be talking to you.
I'm like that too.
Yeah,
100%.
And I'm actually very okay. I just, the fact that you're even present alone, it's okay. So now I'm like, oh, that's actually my alter ego. And I'm like, if that's my alter ego, hey, that's serious too. Because the normal me is just talkative, but that is, like, me essentially, just that I'm talkative. I'll not do
anything. You know, that's a very interesting thing to actually explore.
Yeah,
honestly,
I
think
what is scary for me is because that means that my alter—if that is truly my alter ego—is like my alter ego and my persons are all guided.
Yeah, but you know, isn't there a possibility that you can have more than one alter ego?
Honestly, it's a big possibility. There's this very big possibility.
Because I feel the same way that you're saying sometimes. But me, I don't think naturally I'm probably not as talkative as you naturally. So maybe that's why it's like it's a little different from your situation, because a lot of times after I spend a lot of time with people, I'm like, okay, I need Jesse time. I literally will be in my room the whole time. I won't even talk to my sisters in the same house and everything. But it's not like I'm not angry. Sometimes I'm like, if you see me quiet, don't assume I'm angry. I just don't want to talk. It's really not
exactly
that deep.
And I feel like I really explored this quiet side of me a lot, because every time I would go to school, like when I was younger, every time I would go to school and I'm quiet, everybody would come and ask me, are you sick?
What's wrong?
So it made me feel like, oh, I always need to be in this other mood to ensure some people know I'm okay. Because when I'm quiet, I'm not necessarily not okay. I'm just quiet.
Yeah.
There are certain times that I'm quiet because I'm not okay. But other times, I'm just quiet. And so I felt like I needed to create that distinction so that I don't confuse people. It's like I'm always thinking about people to make sure that they're okay. That's bullshit. I've stopped.
Yeah. But you know, when you're quiet,
you are also thinking.
What?
I just thought I didn't know how to think, guys. This is serious. Because when I'm quiet, my mind is usually blanco.
No, but think about it too. It's like sometimes recent, like in the last maybe 3 years or something, I have been saying, I don't think, I stopped thinking because I used to overthink a lot. So I used to, I end up saying, I don't think, I've not, but then when I sit down sometimes, I'm like, wait, I am thinking. It's just not that deep. But I'm just thinking about random things and it's just going from one to the other to the other.
Maybe that's what happens to me because for a long time I thought I don't think because I'll be quiet. I'm like, how do people think? You just know it. So I remember there was a time where I consciously tried to think. Like I there was a period of time where I was going to learn how to think. So but I know that I also feel like I'm an overthinker. So I don't even know how that works. I'm a very confusing person, guys. So I would literally sit down and then I'll say, okay, maybe I'm going to think about my friendship with Jesse. Then I'll start maybe saying things in my head, like
what to think about.
Like this is just an example.
Then but I'm saying for you to actually say, this is what I'm going to think about.
I'm going to think about this, and then I'll say that. So Jesse is my friend. I met her in senior high. Like I'll try and do a progress report and everything. And the progress reports and everything, like because I was like, how do people think? I legit couldn't. Then I realized that no, thinking is just thinking. It sort of just happens.
Yeah.
Like that I cannot because when I start doing something like that, it doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. I just get bored.
Now think about it. I'm wondering if there are people that like feel like their mind is actually blank a lot of times. I feel like you have to block it out for that to happen. Like you don't even give yourself time to think. So like maybe someone is like always watching something. If you're not talking to someone, you're maybe watching something or listening to something, so there's no really time in between to think. And maybe unless at a point where you're about to fall asleep.
You know sometimes you can't sleep. I don't know if that when I can't sleep, I feel like my mind is thinking about random things, but I can never put my hand, like I can never place a finger on what exactly.
Definitely that happens. Recently I've been falling asleep very quickly, so that one has not been happening recently. But
me too. It's like I don't think it's catching up, guys.
Yeah.
But so you know how they say fake it till you make it.
Do you think sometimes
people fake their alter egos till they make it? And okay, let me just like give a scenario. You know how someone is from a poor home or something, right? And then they sort of portray something as if they are rich. You know those people that will just come and be unprovoked lies and they'll be saying all sorts of things that aren't true. And we find out and then we call them liars or whatever. Could that be just that in their alter, that could just be like a person's alter ego and it's not actually pretend. It's a person's alter ego that there's another personality to the person that feels rich.
I'm sorry, but that one, they have gone to extreme. Because
they've created their whole lifestyle.
Like, I think alter ego is more innate. So it's more about personalities and you can't fake having a big house when you don't have a big house. Like, I mean, you can't. That's
guys, I try to be your advocate.
That
here,
is maybe what you envision for yourself in the future, but it can't be your other self unless you are living a double life and one of your true lives actually has a real big house or stuff like that. Otherwise, you are just playing lying, stuff like that.
I think
people might like when people go extremes with like, you know, fake it till you make it and stuff like that. That's when that plays a part, but I won't call it an alter ego.
I feel you guys. I try to be advocates for the lies, but that's really caught up with you.
I do believe in fake it till you make it, but I don't believe
in like the extremes,
adding lies. Like for me, for example, a lot of people, like I remember even growing up, people always used to say, like especially in my church, that hey, I'm always so like confident, like maybe when I'm walking to go to collection or whatever, and like always so confident, and I'm always like, huh, like I literally am walking and so shy and like I don't want to make sure I don't trip or like do something silly, something, but people are seeing confidence on the outside, and so like okay, I'm portraying confidence. It's to the point where like sometimes I don't feel confident, but if I tell someone that I'm not confident.
They don't
think
believe
I'm lying
it.
Because on the outside it looks like that.
Absolutely.
So that's the type of fake it till you make it. I think it's okay for people to do because you're not lying. It's just like you want to be better, basically.
I feel the same way, and I'm like, you know what? When you are trying, when this, I feel like it all boils down. Like this also like helps. I feel like can help you bridge the gap between you and who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
In the sense that maybe you are a very guided person, but you feel like you want to be a very free person and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like with time, like once in a while, let me just use Catherine as an example. You bring Catherine out every now and then, and you know that ultimately you want to become Catherine fully. So Catherine comes out every now and then. Then there's just Jesse. Then with time, Jesse starts tapping into Catherine. Before we realize there's a merge, and we don't know where Catherine begins and where Jesse stops and Catherine begins. And so I feel like if guys right now your brand is like very not, and you think your brand is nothing to write home about, you should actually create. You can actually sit down and create an alter ego and work with it.
Yeah, like if, for example, even maybe you say, you are naturally, you are just like a lazy person. Like naturally. Some people, I feel like it's hard for them. It's just like naturally. So your alter ego could be like a hardworking person. Just like there are days that you be your true self and I'm just feeling lazy. I don't want to do anything. But then days that you'll be working so hard and being a go-getter that people are like, wait, who is this other person? Like stuff like that can help.
Yeah.
In the branding aspect.
Yeah. Because I was literally reading something before the podcast, like earlier, and they were saying that people sort of create alter egos for themselves to bridge the gap between who they want to be and who they currently are. And with time, the alter ego sort of helps them metamorphose into who they want to be. Then my silly part sort of just went to tell. I want to become a doctor. I'll start saying I'm a doctor. Then before I realize I'm a doctor, then I realized that no. Then when you were talking and saying that the thing actually has to be in substance before you can actually create an alter ego around it, I realized that no. So if you want to be a doctor, you can actually start reading books and all that, and you can actually essentially make your alter ego feel more confident in going to medical school and all that, and then you can achieve that. So I feel like that is how it works, if I'm making sense.
Yeah. I get it, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think people, a lot of people should.
Yeah, I feel like exploring. A lot of people should actually try and tap into their alter egos.
Yeah.
They should.
If you think about it, I think it's important to think about what is it in you that, it's not like it's a bad thing, but you would like to explore, like, the opposite side of that.
Of you.
And for me, it was being so... like thinking with my brain all the time, like I'm like, I wish you tell my like people, like I never follow my heart. Like I don't know how you people follow your heart. It's so hard for me to follow my heart because my brain is always on and it's always on a move. So it's like me probably thinking about that part, I didn't obviously switch to my alter ego intentionally by myself, but me exploring the aspect of myself and thinking like I wish I could like use my heart more, and I want to try to use my heart more and follow my heart.
Yeah,
just made my alter ego come out and be like, absolutely, okay, I'm gonna do it for you.
Absolutely, you know. So, like Jesse is saying, talking to yourself also helps. Like the way I said from last year, I've been trying to, you know, explore other parts of me. Like Jesse is saying, so unconsciously or consciously, consciously, I'm thinking about it. I'm probably not acting it out or anything. Then there'll be one day, one time in a situation where my brain feels like this is the right time for us to trip that what we've been thinking about. It just comes out.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what happens. I watched a movie. The title, I actually went to watch the movie because the title was Alter Ego. Guys, this is how committed I am today to you guys. So it was a Nigerian movie, and for that title, honestly, for a Nigerian movie, I wouldn't have watched because I'm like, what's that talk could they have written about?
Oh, it was called Alter Ego.
Yeah, and it was Omotola.
I've watched it. Yes. I was like, wait, I feel like I've watched it.
Yeah. So basically in the movie, she was sort of abused sexually when she was younger, and so she grew, so she was seeing a therapist, right? And the therapist told her to create an alter ego to sort of suppress what the abuse had made her become. So she had turned into a sex maniac, and she was just having sex with anybody and everybody, her drivers. That's what the abuse got her into. But her therapist didn't know how to help her. So her therapist told her to create an alter ego. And then the alter ego she created for herself. A very successful lawyer who was putting all these bad men to jail. All these sexually, mm-hmm. all these men who abused minors sexually to jail. And everybody knew her, and she was so popular and everything. And I'm like, see her using an alter ego for good.
Yep.
Because every time you see an alter ego, for some reason, I feel like people's minds just go to negativity.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Ghanaians, I feel like we are brainwashed, though. Because we have so many ideas about so many things. And the more I read and the more I see other things and even relate to other people, I realize that, no, we've been told wrong things.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
It's like this. I think the society and the culture tries to put you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Really, basically. From childhood. Like, you have to consciously try to get out of that box. Otherwise, you'll be trapped for a very long time.
No, you know how, like, if you're a child and you say you want to become a musician or something, some homes will say, no, you become a doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that is how it starts. So that is all the box.
Like, yep.
Some children
that's
could have
really
been,
where it starts.
Yeah, some children could have been like so brilliant and all that, like in different things, in music, in football, in playing an instrument or something. So many things, but their parents will tell them that this is no way for a career person. Mm-hmm. The most painful one is when the child is like autistic and you tell the child that it won't fetch them money. So you try to dampen that side of them. That is like really bad. And I feel like that's when they're putting in the box starts. So you start growing, telling yourself that this thing is not possible. Then with time, you start to get away from your true self. And then I feel like lots of Ghanaians might actually rather be living with their alter egos, and they don't even know their true selves.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the longest time, they've been put in boxes. So I'm always like really appreciative of how I grew up.
Yeah. I don't even know if I was put in a box or I put myself in a box. And I feel like I put myself in a box.
That's the thing. I feel like I put myself in a box. No one put me there. And I'm like, how can I be so conscious to the extent that because my house was such that, like, just even to the extent of academic stuff, like, let's say, I don't know if you remember, there was a time you had to do BDT, Basic Design and Technology,
mm-hmm.
where you had to choose between pre-tech, home economics, and then visual arts.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us to come and discuss with our parents. The first thing my dad said was, okay, fine, understand. And they said that we discussed this, and I told them what I was doing. And they said our parents should come to the school and come and listen to the thing. And I really couldn't understand, because he was like, he's not the one going to do the course. Whatever I choose, he'll say okay. And I said that you choose for me. I was like, you'll not choose for me. This is my decision.
Right.
Even this vaccine thing, I've asked, and he is like a medical person. Like, so he's supposed to have like a very sound like position on go and take it and everything. He says, I think it's like important for you to take it, but I'm not going to force you to take it. Like, you're old enough to decide whether you want to take it or not, but for my professional advice, it is take it, you know. And so I'm like, these people have actually never tried to tell me what to do or how to live or what to think. So what happened?
Yeah,
because my little sister is absolutely not like that. So
yeah, I think I always tell people that I think I've been here before. I'm reincarnated, because I don't understand how at a young age,
exactly.
I was thinking of the consequences of like some stuff that's like, bro, you are a child. Like,
Jesse, just honestly, live. You know, a few minutes ago, I literally just said that I'm thinking about future consequences, and it started like from like primary or something. So I'll not be shocked. Like, recently, mm-hmm. A friend was telling me that she thinks reincarnation makes more sense than you die and go to heaven. And
I think both can be true at the same time.
Yeah, both can be true at the same time. Like, you can go to heaven and God will bring you back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, like, I've not thought about it like how you are saying, but it's true. Like, as a child, where am I having all these ideas from?
Mm.
If I've not thought
about it. Sometimes there's kind of things that, oh yeah, and I didn't want to do this, because they'd be like, huh, you were a child, like, why were you thinking of not doing this because of this? Like, who cares, you're a child.
Oh my god, guys, this is like a really interesting topic.
I've never really dove deep into like alter egos. I just always say it's like, I say I'm being serious, but at the same time I say it like jokingly.
Yeah, and I feel like, guys, very soon you guys have to give me accolades for knowing how to pick the guests on what topic. I'm doing so like,
yeah. No, and that's why I'm not going to lie to you. When you first said, let's talk about alter egos, I'm like, bro, what are we going to talk about with regards to alter egos? Like, I have an alter ego, but I haven't thought of, like, deep into it. So it's like literally everything I'm saying to you that is, like, about my alter ego, I literally thought of it on the spot, because before I was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about in regards to alter ego, but you, let's go and see.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, this is what you should be doing. Be willing to try new things. I mean, if she had told herself, oh, there's nothing to say, I'm not going to do this podcast, we wouldn't be here giving you all this beautiful tea. And I'm sure you're enjoying yourself, because
right? It's always a this party. This tea is tasty.
Yeah, this is tasty. I tell you that I guess bring the sugar in the milk. You see the water sugar.
We might milk. I was thinking about that. I said, me, I'm bringing milk.
You're bringing too much milk. This has come so creamy. Why do I read a bit of literature on this, right? And then I realized that they are sort of thinking, some people are saying double kanga and alter ego are the same, and I disagree.
What's the double ganga again?
So I have always understood double ganga as like another you. So like maybe they go to the lab and create like something, someone that looks like you.
Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, and for me, that's like a whole different person with their own issues and things. Why they are equating that to alter ego, I cannot tell. Unless there's something I'm not thinking about.
Yeah, I won't think of it as an alter ego, honestly, yeah. Because it's like a whole different person. Altogether.
Absolutely.
So, in fact, absolutely. In that one, isn't it more it's a whole different person. It's a whole different person.
Well, it is.
So, no, because
like your double, and I movies normally see that the double ganga is probably evil or something.
Yeah.
But it's a whole different
person. I get what they're saying, but like,
nah, they are wrong.
It's for me, my thinking, I don't know the details of it because I haven't really looked into it, but for my thinking, it's like, it's basically your evil twin.
Yeah, more or less, actually.
Yeah.
And to the extent that some of the literature is even saying that your friend can be your alter ego. To a large extent, no, not to a large, to a small extent, I could get with that a bit, thinking about it. So what I was thinking was, so just you are my friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not free-spirited. You are. So every time I sort of want to get into a mood where I feel like I'm free-spirited, I just link you up. So when you are in that mood, then it sort of helps me join you, and then we get there.
It's okay, I get that. I will also think, you know how people use spirit animals? I haven't actually... looked into that, but
that's another topic. We'll look into it and come and share the tea.
Yeah, if that even has any, because these are very interesting points. I'm not gonna lie to you,
honestly,
they are interesting points, and it's like the conversation is even larger than we actually thought.
Honestly, because right now spirit animals have come up, and I'm like, wow, that's a whole thing on its own.
Yeah.
That's like a whole thing on its own, because I like reading on this. I'm like, there are so many things to this thing. Everybody and how they are thinking this thing is,
yeah, everybody probably thinks about it differently.
Because thinking about it like in a very deep sense, you can actually live your alter ego to someone else.
I get that, but I think what is the difference is I won't call it alter ego per se, but it's basically, there might be a word for it, but I can't think of it right now. But it is your alter ego, but it's not your alter ego, because it's a different person. Because I think your alter ego, personally, I think your alter ego is like still you.
Absolutely.
By a different personality.
Absolutely.
But I think when it's in a different person, it's close to it, but there might be a different like meme or something for it. Now I have to go and do more research.
Yeah, we have to do a remix of this because it seems like there's more to it than we even thought.
It's like how thought deep enough.
Yeah, it's like how when you are going to do juju and they tell you that you get money, you don't think about it. But when you get there, they say go and kill your grandfather and things. You are coming back. This is going lying coughing and things. You are like Charlie. Is this how deep it is?
Right. I didn't think this was what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm so excited because I like that this is so authentic, and then a realization that sort of hits us here. It's like we've also learned something, like an epiphany that sort of.
We are making up the conversation as we go and just thinking deeper, honestly.
Honestly. This is fantastic by all standards. And that's what a party is. You don't go to a party knowing what's to happen. The party just happens.
If you know what's going to happen, then there's no reason for you to go because that means it's going to be boring. Well, not boring. Always, but like, it means you have done it too many times. You have to try something new.
Period. And that's what we are saying. Find your alter ego. So I'm coming to celebrities. Not comedians per se, like Beyonce, Hidi, all those people. Ghanaian celebrities, I don't even think they are water egos. They just show up who they are every day, every how, whatever. But I feel like I feel like it's possible. Because when I was reading, they came up a lot. And I feel like from what I read, they sort of create personalities to suit the brand they want to sell.
Oh my gosh. So, because we're talking about celebrities, I need to mention, and I know the person who, when I think about alter egos, and when I think about alter egos, honestly, period, the first person that comes to mind is Beyonce.
Period. Because she came up in my readings.
Everybody knows her alter ego is Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, I read now, that. So yeah,
now let me tell you what my theory is. That I was just basically, I don't know, I'm not a Beyonce stan or a Beehive. You know, I like her music and all of those things, but I'm not a Beyonce stan per se. Like, that's just simple. No, it's not that deep for me, but I do like her and her music. I don't really know her personality. That's what I was thinking about. So I think over the last year or two, one of my friends is like, she loves Beyonce. So just observing like Beyonce because of how much she loves Beyonce and everything. My theory is that Beyonce is not Beyonce that people think. So the Beyonce that people, when they're like, you're the Beyonce of the family and I'm Beyonce. When people think of I'm Beyonce, really and truly, that's Sasha Fierce. And my theory is that the real Beyonce is not out there like that. She's a calm one, and she's not outgoing. She might almost even be timid.
Yeah.
That's my theory from just like looking at things and just watching things and listening to her. And basically the one who performs and the one who is actually out and like a boss and all of those things is Sasha Fierce. Now that's just my theory, but I always think of it like that for her. So yeah.
Okay. So first of all, tell me a bit more about this Sasha Fierce. Is she a real person? Is it Beyonce's? Did Beyonce just create her and tell you guys that this is Sasha Fierce?
I think Beyonce just... I won't know the details, obviously, because I'm not a stan. So if you're a Beyonce stan or you're part of the Beehive, please don't kill me. I beg you. This is just what I'm thinking. I don't know. She basically says that's her alter ego. So it's not a real person. It's her. But when she's like wild and, you know... the one who will be on the stage dancing like all of that and shaking her head and everything and doing all of that wild side, she calls Sasha Fierce. There might be a song even that she mentioned it in or something.
Yeah, apparently she has a whole album called Sasha Fierce.
Okay, yeah. So that's Sasha Fierce.
So I'm reading something from her and it's a quote and it says, Sasha Fierce is the fun, more sensual, more aggressive, more outspoken side and more glamorous side that comes out when I'm working and when I'm on the stage.
Exactly. So that's basically what I've not even read that, but that's basically what my theory is, that Beyonce is timid and quiet and not outgoing, just calm. It doesn't really, even though Beyonce is the name that everybody knows her as, that Beyonce name it's not it's associated not with the personality that Sasha people think it is.
We don't know Beyonce.
What do you?
We know Sasha Fierce. We don't know Beyonce.
Basically, that's exactly what I think.
Because she also says, I have someone else that takes over when it's time for me to work and when I'm on stage. This alter ego that I've created kind of protects me and who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that explains a lot. Because
Now that's a real alter ego.
Yeah, because if you are looking at Beyonce and you are sort of looking at her family life and everything, you'd be wondering, how does this woman on stage become, like, how does she keep her home together? How does her husband cheat and she doesn't leave? You know, all these things.
And honestly, I think that was one of the things that got me thinking. You know, she and Jay-Z got together when she was, I think when I checked the thing, she was probably 19.
Mm-hmm.
Older. He's older than her by a good amount of years. I can't really remember, but she was... Mm-hmm. That age difference doesn't really matter as much as the age that she was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was her at the time. Beyonce, that was Beyonce. Mm-hmm. But then eventually, Sasha Fierce had to come out because she was in the spotlight a lot.
Exactly. Because I remember the first time I watched the movie of Beyonce, she was like this church girl who was singing in church and everything, and I felt like she was a really good actress in the movie, because the Beyonce I had come to know, aka Sasha Fierce, was nothing like what I was seeing in the movie. So I'm like, wow, she's a really good actress. But all this brings us to light that no, she was actually probably being herself.
Yeah, that was probably portraying like her true self.
And I feel like Sasha Fierce and Beyonce is what makes Beyonce. Because
the Beyonce that people know.
Yes, because people like her for the fact that she's been able to keep her family. She's not moving from one celebrity to another, blah blah blah. And they also like her.
She's very private. Like, she'll come on social media and post her picture and go.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, no caption even. Just post her pic and go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like, you know, her alter ego has sort of helped create her brand.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, her alter ego is her brand, but also who she truly is part of her brand, because that's what makes... So I don't know if you've realized that normally when they want to say women can do it all, most like laymen want to use Beyonce because they feel like she has like this very great career and the spotlight and everything, but she also has this family. And I feel like it's because she has her alter ego doing all those things, and then she can clearly draw the line between where her alter ego should start and where it should end.
Mm-hmm.
And he has created a whole... So now she knows both sides of herself, and then it's holistic and it's full. And that's what we admire, really.
Yeah. No, but do you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm there with you, but not 100%. Only because part of my theory is that... Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. Like, she knows herself and she does those both. But... Mm-hmm. Almost as if, and this might be a little extreme,
mm-hmm.
but almost as if the alter ego is a cover-up, per se.
Honestly, that's what alter egos are to me.
Yeah,
honestly.
Because I have to probably watch one of her documentaries, because I really always tell, like, my friend, like, I don't know her personality, because... All I see, I'm not a stan, so I don't necessarily follow her life back to back. Like, her. Those who are stans probably know her personality a little more because of the documentaries. Also don't know her that well. But yeah, I'm like, I don't really know.
I see that she has a documentary on Netflix. I just wasn't interested. Right now, I'm so fired up to go and watch it.
Yeah, no, for real. I'm actually going to watch it too. And I've never actually been pushed to watch it. But now I want to watch it because I just want to observe. Me, I just like observing things. Yeah.
It's important because then you observe a lot. It sort of opens your mind and then it helps you better understand things.
Yeah, 100%. I'm doing that with
this topic right now. But I mean, we cannot keep these people here forever. And I know they want to be here forever, but we also have lives to live, guys. You have to go explore our other things, please.
Guys, and when you're listening, honestly, if you disagree, just say you disagree and like ask yourself questions or answer some of the questions that we're asking. or disagree out loud to yourself as we're talking. Because me, I like to do that when I'm listening to podcasts. Just say,
yeah, it makes
no, I don't agree or stuff like that.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're involved.
Yeah, and you know, let men someone know what you know what you think and. Like continue the conversation basically.
Yeah, we want to think what other people think of. So I just got an idea, right? So guys, I feel like I'll be starting the Instagram for the podcast in March.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'll be doing that. And when I do that, we would actually do a whole alter ego live or something. We would actually so that now you guys can actually say something about it, because I feel like this episode has been like one of the very interesting ones that, and funny enough, is the one Jesse thought would not sell.
I'm already convinced it would. Alter ego.
Yeah, I'm already convinced it would. So Jess, I think when we create the Instagram, then we can actually get people on and have like a proper conversation and do a whole thing with this thing, because
By then, people have listened to this, so to also open their minds to also like do more research, and we'll all come back with more research and talk about
it. By then, we would have watched our documentaries and all that on it, and it will be fireworks.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So I told you the original party girl is here for the podcast. Please, she's the party in Menzies Tea Party.
Yeah,
I feel like saying Vanessa Sam is the tea, but she's not. She's not, because Vanessa Sam is very quiet. Unless her alter ego give me tea.
Sure, you wait.
Hey, baby, I hope you are listening. I just wanted to mention your name on the podcast, actually, because she's been very instrumental in supporting.
That's my honey, my sweetheart.
Period. Okay, guys, sorry I mentioned names that you guys don't know. She'll come on here soon, so you guys can get to know her as well. But yeah, so I guess we are coming to an end of this episode. I'm so sad that we have to end, because I feel like we could talk about this for hours.
Okay. And everything
you're talking about, it, more things will come up. And I feel like at a point, it's getting scary. I won't lie. I won't lie. At a point, I was scared. I'm like, hey, what is this thing that you can be
delving into? You know, honestly, I can't wait for the live, because I want to also hear people who are, like, obviously, we are Christians and we believe in God and everything, but also I want to hear people who are like super religious, like extremely. I want to see what their stance with this is actually.
Yeah,
I just want to see what different minds think about it.
Yeah, whether and we agree on why you should share the podcast, to be honest. Because when I create the Instagram, we need us of following so that this thing can actually be really interesting.
Yeah.
So please be sharing the podcast. And I must say, I don't know which people have been sharing, but I've seen that the listeners are like going up and up every time. And so I'm very grateful. If you've ever shared this, I love you. Jessie loves you too. And she's a very fine girl. Very soon you guys will see her. I've been hiding all our people. I feel like once I start showing them, the listeners will become more, because they are banging. And Ghanaians, I don't really like following such people. Anyways. Anyways, guys, we have to end. I've said this like 4 times already. It's rather sad we have to leave. But I hope you enjoyed, like, Jesse. I did.
And yes, thank you for this conversation.
Yeah. And so so I'll give my final remarks. And Jesse, today I want Jesse to end the podcast. So in the light of alter ego and branding, she's going to brand herself as if the podcast is hers. And she's also going to bring out a new persona, which will be Menzi 0.1, because I'm definitely the 2.0. And she's going to end this podcast, and I hope she does better than I do, because so guys, so my final remarks is that, so as we've said already, you can actually brand yourself. It's really important to brand yourself, and if you feel like you're finding it difficult to be more confident and all that, like Jesse said, because in branding, confidence is really key. And if you feel like it's more difficult for you to do that, tell yourself that, you know what, I'm going to create this persona who is really confidence, or this person who is really hardworking, or this persona who likes to dress and look good, or this person who likes to have fun. You know, tell yourself something and move towards that, so that you can look better and you can be your more unique self. And also, it was nothing else. And also, like I told you guys, when I told Jessie about this podcast, she was like, maybe it will not be too good, but it turned out to be great. I hope you guys think so too. So if you think so, then I think it's in line for me to say that try things that you think, oh, this is an idea I have. It might be great, but it might not be. Just try it. Who knows? It might be the greatest. Okay. So now I'm going to leave it to Menzi 0.1 to end the podcast.
Do you have a specific way of ending? Because me, I'm forgetting all about you. Let's go.
Now, every day I go with the flow that comes to me.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. Join in the conversation. We know that there's no social media page right now, but you can leave a comment, leave a review on what you think about the topic, send a text, honestly, do that, discuss with your friends and family, and just keep the conversation going about alter ego. And don't forget to brand yourself. It's 2022, we're doing big things. Like and share with all your friends, and we will speak to you next week. Bye.
Yeah, guys, you did better than me, so I'm just going to say bye-bye and go away with my sheep. Bye.
Bye.